这个意思是吧，一块的。还不定厉害，你这个是不能随便，很轻身也是还是一般是吧，这就是这样。另外你那个是你是专门的，你到底是你不看看看看说这个是一般的，那这个好人说的是对的，肯定嘛，这是大的，这是大的，但是你朝着上面来，他的外形非常美，这个人就给他满意。Get some prestige, some power, get what is that? Get some success, anything else. If you not stay, then you give another chance. Again, study. I said, you may be a bad dog, a sweet and better. That is nature's mind. You cannot have that.You are very intelligent, you have made your position, you are nice, that is all good. But, see, at the time of death, everything is taken out, then where is anything? essas quatro animações. Still, whatever percentage I acquire in this life should go with me. Then, it will be that percentage. It is not going there. Other things, whatever we are acquiring, that is there. Leave behind. They are trying to construct very big building. But we are also trying to construct a very big temple. So one may ask, then when we differ, the difference is that only if you are working for construction, he cannot get the credit. But a person who is trying to construct the same place, the temple, he will get the credit. The energy is the same. He is also collecting cement, stone, brick.
No, this is not in Sattva-sadamam.
Yeah,
not in Bhagavad Gita, that's not nice.
I did not have time to bind it properly because it was just off the press.
Would you like your glasses?
Sattva-sadharmam-tiranam-bhujam.
If you read these books across Haiti, that's like big lawyer. They go to the court and they fight. And the second Vidya. I'm going to need that. Send the money. It is. Going up the that is not actual for this. And I am very honored. But I can speak when I see the book. It is very common. Put him up against it. One is very learned. But he is learned as long as he sees the book. Not without it. So, it should be quite consistent with the teaching, as I mentioned in the book. And find out that the indexes were there. I know.
Say with the verse. Yatvam sadharmam charanam bhujam hari prajanna sattva ta atheta suryati vishatava padram abhut amusyatim sobhavata apto bhajatam sadhan sa. One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in a mature state. Yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. Purport. As far as the duties of mankind are concerned, there are innumerable duties. Every man is duty-bound not only to his parents, family members, society, country, humanity, other living beings, demigods, etc., but also to the great philosophers, poets, scientists, etc. It is enjoined in the scriptures that one can relinquish all such duties and surrender unto the service of the Lord. So if one does so and becomes successful, I'm not grateful.
Give surrender and send that to Krishna. And suppose in due course of time he falls down. So they have to say that even he has fallen down, he is not in law. Because whatever he has done, that is his permanent destiny. And because he is there, he did not take to Krishna consciousness all life that simply he can be beautiful to the country, to the society, to the charity, to the wife, or they are thinking that he are correct. But Chhatra says, what is leprous? This man, although he has fallen down, could not finish his business, he is gained. And this man, although he has not fallen down, he has done his material duty very nicely, what has he done? Very good. This fallen man, Krishna Pasa's fallen man, he is gainer than the beautiful man in the material. They say all this material, they say that this is how big he is. They say, you are becoming his mama. They are doing our duty. And they do not know the real perfection of duty is, and by your duty you have satisfied Krishna. That is it. Everyone has got some duty. But the duty is completed when Krishna is there. Otherwise,
how do we know when our duty satisfies Krishna?
Yeah, therefore you have got Supreme Master. If you satisfy your Supreme Master, then you can just the Prasada of the Lord Supreme. You know? Then, if you satisfy your Supreme Master, then you can just the fact, the king and the commander, the soldier is not satisfied with the king, but he has satisfied the commander, the king is the king. The commander recommends, yes, the soldier has done very nicely, then he is awarded, he is promoted, he is given medal. Not that the king has 15 persons. He has no time to see each and every soldier, how he is. Commander is in charge, and he sees how I am here, this soldier is in the night. Very good. Very difficult. He don't require to contact to smell how it is. To feed you, to read somebody who is before.
Yes, Chief?
Yes.
This is, two essays.
And then the other.
Yes, the first essay is called Darwinism, the Monkey and Man. And the second essay is called Contemporary Civilization, Problem and Solution.
Very good. So you have made some prize?
No, not
three.
Donation.
Okay. Voluntary donation.
Yes. You want me to read it?
Yes.
In the last 150, this is the Darwinism essay. In the last 150 years, modern science has brought many changes upon human civilization. The most significant deal with our conception of life and place within its vast scheme. The ideas of Charles Darwin epitomize the revolution of thought that has accompanied the expansion of the role of science in our lives. Science now replaces God as the object of our worship. And man lives for the here and now rather than the hereafter. The ideas of Darwin have never been proved as being more than a theory, yet millions accept them as facts. In discussing their influence and implications, I shall suggest an alternate explanation of life, which does not depend upon imperfect human speculation, but is of divine origin. It is uniquely theistic, as well as rational and scientific. Locke would
have... I couldn't say yes, divine. Oh, he's a divine man.
He's on the other side. He's an enemy.
Because they always say, don't talk on divine. He's very wise, as he said, divine. But he said, he's a divine. He did not?
Yes.
That is the message. He cannot talk in the God of divine.
Most of them wouldn't need any.
He's a divine. He said, yes. He's a divine. Oh, he's a divine.
That word should not be there?
Huh?
You should not put that word there?
No. We must hope that these are killed as soul when I want in that killing. As soon as we hear about God and you have Jesus, that's why we are. As soon as we fall back, we immediately kill them as a weapon. So this is the problem. You know what is happening. I'll go there sometime. And then he came, dead man. He said that the dead are not bored. And they say a dead man. They're not angry. Is it funny? Dani has a little sign on, but Dani is hungry. It's like, I like to set mine, and I have a tree. And at this time I take her legs, they were. What is that? So what is their mind, that is our day. And what is their day, that is our day. But
it is uniquely theistic as well as rational and scientific. Locked within the confines of the Sanskrit language, its significance has evaded Western man. Throughout the Middle Ages and Renaissance of Western civilization, people in general held strong Christian belief in the existence of one supreme God, and the fabric of life was woven of such faith. With the ushering in of the Age of Reason, the credibility of Christianity was severely tested on the pedestal of science. Unfortunately, the explanations of the Bible, upon which Christianity depended, were ill-suited to scientific and rational standards. Some who recognized in the discovery of the scientific laws an enlivened appreciation of the glory of the supreme lawgiver that designed his material creation with such finesse. Robert Kelly, a renowned naturalist of the 1800s, wrote, "There cannot be design without designer, contrivance without contriver." During the late 1800s, Christian doctrines concerning natural science came increasingly under attack. Unable to hold science at bay with its literal interpretations of the Bible, Christianity tried to adjust its theology to scientific change. The scientific community, increasingly materialistic, saw that the time was ripe to attack the faith of man and God and establish science as the new deity and scientists as its priests. The battle continues today. By promises of life from the laboratory and immortality within the fleshy body, mankind is hypnotized and deluded, thinking his origin as a molecular accident and his destiny as a god in his self-fastened paradise.
Okay. Molecular accident. As the infant.
It is unscientific because an accident can never be proved by laws of reason and rationality. You can never use reason to prove an accident.
Yes.
Because accident by nature means
how it is handled.
It is not.
Accident, by saying, cannot be. Is that it? Huh? What does it say?
Never asked him
that. Huh?
Never asked him that.
It's not handling of it.
They're not questions very much.
You're asking that. Why is it happening? Well, maybe things are moving wrong.
They say that science is the study of that accident, not necessarily that science is that accident.
Then, it's just like this. Some very, some aeroplane crash, a little accident. After the accident is done, then they, you know, there's inquiry.
And the church turned up the floor.
the accident implies the existence of action previous to the accident.
No, it is. They don't recognize that there is any supreme intelligence. So in the beginning they think there was no life, and then life was created. But because they did not admit that there was an intelligence to create life, therefore it has to be an accident. Once they admit that there was some intelligence to create life, then there has to be God. But if they say there is no intelligence before there was life, then life has to be an accident. Without God, it must be an accident.
Then why can they take the science? Take everything born in accident. But you talk of science. Science means systematic. Two plus two equals four. This is science. Not that two plus two sometimes become three. There are no such a thing. Mathematics is science. Because 2 plus 2 times 4, it is always something. Not by accident, sometimes 3, sometimes 5.
That is a good argument. That is a very good argument.
And this is not science. If you base your knowledge on accident, a very big question of science. Recently, what is that place, Belgrade?
Yeah.
Where
is it?
Belgrade, Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. There is no disaster. It is a railway bridge. So, accident took place. So the bridge was not strong enough. The cause was that the constructor had some mistake. So that it is not accident. It is due to the mistake. The same disaster took place. Very accident. Keep on this platform, if you load 3,000 kilos, it breaks. That is not accident. It is overloading. Cause is that you do not know how to do things. You load it, which is not accident. So it is not accident.
Say with cars, when two cars hit, they go, oh, an accident. But actually,
there was a mistake on the side.
Yeah, somebody made a mistake when the car went off.
Or when the car wrong and
yes.
Ambulance, geometrical ambulance. Little. Therefore, in every step, the passenger works out. Measure whether it is actually right or not. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
In India, this is the ordinary water. So one layer of brick, then immediately you still drop this red, whether it is right or not. Then another layer. If there is no defense, not writer, and they were just. So if you call right angle, then it's a, and if the angle is mistaken, then it will regularly come and fall. Any law, if it stands on right angle, then it will stand. That is law of nature. And as soon as change the angle, you go against the law of necessity. There is no question of accident.
So there is no such thing as accident, huh? There's really no such thing as an accident.
No, there is no nothing. Sabu karma karma. Karma karma. Karma means cause. Cause and effect. Everything is very much cause and effect. Nothing that is lit up, dark, move without me. It's not accident. Cause. And one knows the cause given.
Yes.
And one is full duty.
Accident. Accident just means they don't know the cause.
Yes. So all the scientists have to be said full. They do not know the who do not accept accident, and they do not accept the life. So this is our position. We won't accept that police dog based on accident. And they will not hear us because it's not a divine cause.
The reason is because they are being paid to seek out answers still. If the answer was there already, they would lose their job. The job would be finished. Right now, they're still trying to investigate the accident and come up with some theories.
Then they would die. That's why we collect them.
The scientists would have us believe that they can create the kingdom of God without God. Darwinism is a prime factor in the tide of hate.
Yes.
They would have a belief they can create the kingdom of God without God. Darwinism is a prime factor in the tide of atheism. With the help of genetics and modern biochemistry, Darwinism suggests a theory of existence where God is extraneous and human life becomes no more meaningful than various chemicals on the shelf of a laboratory. This was not a new idea, and that existed in various forms in the West from the time of the ancient Greek philosophers Anaximander and Empedocles. Even Darwin's first published paper on the theory of evolution was co-published with an almost identical one arrived at independently by Alfred Russel Wallace. Darwin's achievement was to present his ideas on evolution and natural selection in such a documented and convincing way that other current explanations seem childish in comparison. The stranglehold of literal biblical description on scientific thought was broken with Darwin's publication of The Origin of the Species. Up until Darwin's time, church doctrine as expressed by such authorities as Archbishop Usher specified the creation of the world as taking place at 9 a.m. October 23rd, 4004 B.C. This calculation is taken from biblical record tracing the creation back to Adam and Eve. The church would not accept theories in biology, geology, or any other science that contradicted such biblical calculations. Church spokesmen found it difficult to refute Darwin's encompassing explanations. After some initial skirmishes, most realized the tide of the times and began to praise Darwin for showing how intelligently God had arranged for man to evolve. Darwin avoided mention of God in his writings. Privately, he admitted, "I look upon all human feelings as faithful to some germ in the animal." Blinded by atheism and ignorance, he was unable to see God's hand.
His hand sees simply a suggestion from God.
Yes.
See, if I say that every accident took place on account of both feelings, that are from the both and because, it is from God. That's why I was thinking in my childhood, I thought very within the, what is it called?
There's what?
A ghost.
A ghost.
And I was thinking, now catching those that still lost the wrong fishing. I thought there's a man who's singing.
When I heard the radio, I thought there were little people in there.
He was unable to...
This is another foolish theory. That way. That is clear that he was.
That's what the Christians believe.
That was also speculation, however. It's simply one man's speculation. From reading the Bible, he speculated. Actually, there is no such description in the Bible, but he speculated from the Bible that this is the day.
Blinded by atheism and ignorance, he was unable to see God's hand in the wonderful creation that he speculated upon. Darwin theorized that all...
That is something. The creation is that I talked about.
Yes.
In the Bible?
In the Bible,
no.
Yes, sir. In the Bible, there is a list of... it says that the first man and woman was Adam and Eve. Then it gives a list of their descendants. So he calculated, they give the years each one of the descendants lived. So he calculated back each one of those descendants back to the time of Adam and Eve. And then that's how he arrived at his conclusion of the creation.
There's no date in the Bible.
The date is not given, but the years of the descendants of Adam and Eve are given.
Yes?
Yeah, the years each family lived. And how, and their children, how long they lived. Going up and up. So he calculated them all together and arrived at that conclusion. That's 4,000 BC.
So you believe in his calculation?
But that's what they say.
Yeah.
And that's there in the Bible.
That's his interpretation.
It's kind of going inside.
Theorized that all life has developed from one remote ancestor, from one cause.
That is God.
He did not say God. We say the same thing, but we say God.
No,
he came at all.
He's the original ancestor. He does not draw, but his suggestion is there.
Yes.
He said that there is God ancestor. Who has he belongs to Sutra? He said, that God means original ancestor. God means original ancestor. And that is part of explaining Bhagavad Gita. And then, Are you three or not?
Yep.
What is this?
Namevi du suragana prabhavam nama maharshyaha ahamadihi devanam maharshvinam chasarvasha.
Adihi devana, just the Bible says, the original Adama is.
Yes.
Adama is mentioned as Deva. Deva means superior than the human being, or the Deva. The Krishna says that Adama is not original. I am the origin of Adama. So in the Adama sense, there is one origin. And Krishna says that I am the origin of Krishna. Then Krishna becomes God. And God is protected. The Krishna is protected. God is a scientist and is ready only one thing. He does not know me. And Krishna says that everyone is created of God. And here Krishna says, then I'm the origin. And why did you know that here is the origin? You are touching his origin. I'm touching the origin of God. Yes, I'm the origin. And he accepted that authority. Then why did he accept it?
Actually, before Darwin became a genius, he was religious. He believed in God. But then he gradually disbelieved because he saw that there seemed to be some design in nature, but he saw that it was very cruel. But he said if there was a God, he would be kind. But because there is no beneficence, because there is no kindness in this plan, therefore, there is no God.
Okay.
Just like Dostoevsky, another great Russian writer, that he liked to believe in God, but he could not understand why a little child dies, because they do not believe in life in reincarnation. He could not understand why a little child dies. Because the little child is innocent.
Why you banish who's dead? You are trying to understand. Why you banish?
Because there is incompetent.
You are so kind that you are criticizing God. He's not kind. But why you become unkind? Nobody can hear his name very easily.
Or a criminal, putting a criminal in a prison, is actually to rehabilitate.
They will say that man is imperfect. They will say that man is full of sin.
Okay.
So he may be
like, what you are criticizing God. That is that. So that's it. You are impatient. That's what you are doing.
Who are you to question God?
That's what you are questioning.
To your
wife.
He's showing you how to pack up now.
Okay. And I did have the same time that you did, but the Lord is beginning of it.
Yes, there are many myths. There are many things that I must speculate. There are many gaps in the facts that I have assembled.
The origin of speculation is not from
that. Here it says, in his diary, Darwin admits, quote, a constant tendency to fill up the wide gaps of knowledge by inaccurate and superficial hypotheses, unquote. He says it himself.
But this is honest enough to say that.
Everyone believes it. Everyone accepts it as fact. It's printed in all the textbooks in America, in the high school, college textbooks. They print evolution as a fact. They don't say, well, this is just a hypothesis. So they print it as you must accept it. Every biologist accepts evolution. To a particular degree, they all accept it. Some accept it more than others, but they all accept it. If they do not accept it, they will not be accepted by the academic community. They will not be able to get a job. They must take them.
But evolution doesn't answer the question of where life begin. Like one evolutionist, he says that when he speaks of life on Earth, and he says that life on Earth could very easily have begun by someone from another planet coming here in some type of spaceship and leaving some type of living things, and then this began. That's one current theory by prominent scientists. That someone from another planet long time ago came to the Earth, there was no life on Earth, and some living thing was left on Earth, and then the life on Earth began from then on.
Remember,
When they came, was there anything on earth, any life on earth?
Everything on earth.
It was there at three.
It's not me. It's a moon block. It's nothing. Thousands. You get it.
Were there any humans here when they came?
Human men are just people like that. And they're like, how did you see?
So then there wasn't necessarily
anybody at all. Just that I'm studying. I'm studying all the what you are. I have some credit. Where is the past within India and these other people? You can't eat, you can't land, you can't walk out, you can't bar. So why is this born in Australia and that is not me? It's not a man-made. Now we are not for Hawaii. You can take one tree, you can bend a tree, you can pull out a tree. You can't see that there in India. If you know what it means, wherever you go, you find the same thing. Same land, same water, same trees, same bars, same beach, everything same. Why did you not find everything in the Muslim? Why is it valid? Why need I have made it valid? And everywhere there are trees. How can I do it? Everywhere I go, any part of the world, the same thing, I want more blood that's not ready to pick up. What's that?
That's what they would say that, that this crater is
about to be filled all the way up in life. But, our experience, here in Hawaii, that is greater. There is all kinds of still everything there.
Yeah.
So why I still believe in it? That's my question.
What about a big desert?
The desert is also here. It doesn't mean that the whole world is here.
Yeah.
But they say the whole planet is there. What is it?
Yeah.
How can I do this? The desert is also. Caribbean desert. Sahara Desert. They are in India, Rajasthan Desert. But because there is desert, it doesn't mean that anything is there. There is desert, kind of like time. Even within the desert, we find there is a kind of place. There is a deep, there is a deep. There are so many things, and so many things to keep trying. There are things.
Even the desert is not lifeless. Even the desert is not completely lifeless. There are still many
of so many things. It grows, it grows in vision.
Cactus?
Yes, cactus. It grows. And sandy clay, water is not. You know, there is luxurious. And what can the water do? But the sand, there is water in the sand. There are so many things, like
yeah. There are many types of desert animals. They're just beautiful. Some of them are.
And we get to this picture of something faster. The living entity is everywhere. How we can do it in that way?
Okay,
It seemed like that whole moon thing was very much a show. One thing that they did was, when the United States landed, they took pictures. They had the flag, the American flag, and it looked like it was waving. And it was wide open, you know, that way. You could see the whole flag. It was like it was blowing in the wind. But they admitted there was no wind. They actually, they said that they had wired it. Somehow they had wired the flag so that it looked like it was blowing, or it looked like it was open like this. And they took a picture in that way. They took a picture in such a way that it looked like the flag was blowing. It's very staged.
He postulated that some unknown force combined with time and caused life to evolve into different species we see today, man being a further development of the monkeys. In the writings of Thomas Malthus, an essay on population, Darwin found a mechanism that seemingly pushed evolution forward. Malthus says that animals and man reproduce in a geometric progression, while the supply of food in the world only increases in arithmetically. He proposes that even if one species of the planet reproduced in the
same way,
he proposes that even if one species of life reproduces without any check, it soon overrun the world. For how many thousands of eggs does one fish or insect lay? Malthus describes a constant struggle for existence in which the population of living organisms is trimmed, thus keeping an equilibrium in nature. Darwin suggests the struggle for existence would favor certain variations of life, allowing the
this variety actually keeps everything in balance. Is that what you said?
Yeah. But Darwin suggests that the struggle for existence favors certain variations in life, allowing the civic to survive, eliminating less systems in terms of food gathering, defense, reproduction, and environmental advantages. In other words, if it became very cold.
So, what is the many good things that one balance here? It's already met, I think, yes. So, what is balance here?
Well, the scientists, they take credit for uncovering the existence of a law of nature.
That's right. That is the law.
That is
why. Thank you.